Okay, we'll see after the Shemaya, Siman Yud Dalet, where it's Dini Tzitzit She'asan Enim Yehudi V'nashim V'talit She'ula. So Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, Tzitzit She'asan Enim Yehudi, a goy, a non-Jew that makes tzitzit, is possible. Tehtiv, it says, Daber al B'nei Yisrael. Speak to B'nei Yisrael. La'fuke Enim Yehudi. So it says B'nei Yisrael to exclude a non-Jew. But an Isha is Kshera according to the Mechaber, and Isha is Kshera to make tzitzit. Says the Ramah, V'yesh machmirim la'tzrich anashim shi'asu otam, that we should have men should make tzitzit. V'tov la'asol kein l'chadchil, according to Mordechai and Tosfot, in Maseches Menachos Daf Mem Bet, it's better for men to do it l'chadchil, but the Eved, for woman does it, it's kosher. So this comes up in the camps all the time, where you're doing chinuch. Can a sister make tzitzis for her brother? Can a wife make tzitzis for her husband? So this is where it seems to be black and white, that l'chachilo only the men should be making it, but women be the evidence. I wonder in a camp setting, again, in those times when you're trying to teach the guys in a co-ed setting, in like a Mosh Shabbat, where if you're having people make tzitzis, that might be one of those bidyevids that you could actually, in a camp setting, say, okay, the girl should be able to do it also. But it's clearly the pure halach, it's bidyevid. What's the machlokes based on? So first, the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph says, it sits it that a non-Jew asan, what's asan? What does it mean, make? Perush. We're talking about here, shihi tilan bebegin. We're talking about putting the strings, the tzitzit, into the begin. That is what we're talking about. That's puzzle. And it's even if a Yisrael is omeid al gabo umilamdeu lasot lishma. The chiddush is, it's puzzle even if a Jew is standing right on top and teaching him how to do it properly, lishma. In stark contrast, that we said, if it's spun or woven, if it was tavan in yudin o shizaran, you saw in Siman Yud Aleph earlier on, it's if bet, that according to the Rosh, that was okay. That was okay. But here, when it comes to putting in the beged, that doesn't help. The davka im techavo bakanaf, o asa achulya, o akesha rishon. Okay? The problem of a non-Jew is, like we saw earlier in Siman Yud Aleph also, Yud Gimel, that had said that what makes it actually a tzitzis, it's you have a chulya, which is the amount we do nowadays, like we saw, 7, 8, 11, 13, some Svartim do it 7, 9, 10, 13, and the other opinion was 10, 5, 10, 5, like Yud Kei Vav Kei. But the minimum Chulya is 3 strings. So what's the minimum is if the Jew does with 3 strings of Chulya and the Kesher after that, not the first Kesher, which is tying it to the Begad, because that's not Ma'akif, but the minimum Shiva minimum is the Chulyah v'Kesher HaRishon Asa Yisrael, and then the Eniod finishes all the other Chulyot and Ksharim, which are just nice ideas to strengthen it, or Mitzvah Ba'alma has symbolism of Hashem Echad, everything we learned in Siman Yud Aleph at the end. Okay, but that's still Kesher, because then the Jew is actually doing the Chulyah and the Kesher. We had said that the Ramah, quoting the Chachmei Ashkenaz, or machmir when it comes to women putting on the tzitzit, that's sif katan bet. What's the reason? V'afilu sif katan bet v'afilu omir al gaman lo mahan. Even if you have a Jew, standing Jew, even if a man standing on top of a woman, doesn't help. Why? Because the pasuk says, b'nei Yisrael v'asu, mashma gam l'ma'id b'not Yisrael. It's coming to exclude a woman. Shi'asu oto. So Mishnah Berurah said, and that's again davka tzliya bebegin. We're talking about the same thing we've said to putting the strings on the begin. Avala tzviya v'shizira, that's allowed via women. Tov la'asot, says the Ramah. And now the Mishnah Berurah says sifkat and dalet. We had said tov la'asot l'chachilo bayamin. V'chein ra'ui v'nachon, says the Mishnah Berurah. Shelo la'asot l'chachilo hatalit hatzatzit bebegin shogadol. Also the same idea comes because it says B'nai Yisrael, like an Ish, that a Katan that's less than 13 years old should not be making tzitzis for an adult. Now the Mishnah Berurah himself is Mechadesh, and others argue, but he says, Avshaloi vishtei sarot. Afil lechachil ein lachmer. So here he says that what? If, according to Prima Gadim, this part's not as chiddush, but he says that what? That if the bar mitzvah boy is bar mitzvah, even though he hasn't checked his two pubic hairs, there lechachil, you don't have to worry about it, you could do it even lechachil. V'artzus achayim is meko afil lechachil ayde katan. Artzus achayim says that it's even ayde katan, he could do it. But the chozeh bedavka gadol omir al gabom lamdeyu lasot lishma. Even if the katan did it, you should really undo it. Sarich, you have to latiram v'lachzor v'litnam. Okay, then the last thing we had said lechatchila, the tov lasokin lechatchila, as we had said b'di'evid for the women is for sure mutter. V'afil b'loy min al gaba, she is believed to say ne'menet lomar she tila l'shem tzitzit. The bottom line is over here when we had said before that we are somech on the chazaka of Rava in this case, just like we had learned earlier on in Siman Yud Aleph in the middle of the Bir Alacha. That's what the Shor Tzion brings down. If you remember, it was in Siman Yud Aleph Bir Alacha Di Rav Ascha Tavan. That was a part that I really very much enjoyed. I think we did it together, if I'm not mistaken. We had done that in over here. He had said in the middle of, and Siman Yud Aleph, in the middle, it had said that V'da'ot that the Tfiyah Lishma came and she Dvar Torah. Tfiyah, he needs to be Dvar Torah. Says you should not give it to a nar ben 13. Chenar bat yud bet kozman shelo yadin shivu shtei sar. But b'di'evet, you know, to be machmir because we so mech on chazaka of the Ravan. He said, look at Simon Lametet Shari Tshuva, the name of the Behuda, and that's what we had. We had said that the gadol if it's omer aleim umam nasot chashma, we make a lechatchila there. That's by the tviya lishma. Fine. That's what we had said over there. You should know that even though the mechaber said that in Isha's Ksherala Sotan. The Svaradim, if I'm not mistaken, all do not have women doing it. Yeah. Where does it bring that down? Here it is. V'machaber echiri alach shir al pi rov arishonim delo matim b'nei Yisrael only in akum v'nan nisha. Well, the Ma'ase Noah Gim Gam Bekrav Eduta Mizrach says the Piskei Tshuvot Shelo LaHatil Atzitzion BeBeged Ayde Isha, like the Rama. In Kibbada Yesh Lam Yoter Makom LaKil MiBnei Ashkenaz BeMakom Atzorot. As we had said, putting the Tzitzis Ayde Katan, there's that Machlokas that we had said. Some say that it's the Magen Avram is Machmir based on the Sheet of Rabbeinu Tam that says that if you're not Bilavisha, Eino Basi, and the Katan is Pater from the chiyuv of wearing it, therefore they can't do the tzitzis either, even if a gadol's omer al gabav. But as we had said, many people are cholik on that. We saw the Artzus HaChaim, that's brought down by Mr. Burra, argued on that and said you could even do it the chachil. And they want to see, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, that he only said it by an isha, not by a katan, because in a katan, he in the future is going to get older and be chayv in tzitzis. But the Yer Alachan Tiber Maschel Hatzrich says that the lechachilo shouldn't be done by a katan until he gets to 13 years old. Okay, that's lechachilo. You shouldn't be looking at that. That's what he says. We come up kevish and prima gadim v'derech chaim yetikul alacham. But What he does say, the Bir Halacha says, let's say a katan's doing it for a katan. So pasha that katan la atzmo mutar lahatil tzitzis l'koyal. If he's doing it for himself. Imraki gil chinuch shemachayim the rabbi mitzvah says mikri bar levisha. Lotziyat atzmo b'tzitziotav. If he's doing it for himself, then the Bir Halacha says it's fine. Okay. Right, so there are basically two reasons why women couldn't do it. Number one is the Maharam's reason where it says B'nai Yisrael, Velo B'not Yisrael. And the other one of the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam that says if she's not B'levisha, then she can't make the Asir. Two different reasons, because not everyone agrees to the B'nai Yisrael pshat, because some say B'nai Yisrael is only coming to exclude Akum and not girls. Okay, that's Sif Aleph. We'll continue tomorrow with Sif Bet.